You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Friday, February 21st, 2025. Pride and joy. PADD 3 maintains dominant position on shale production, extensive refining capacity. Published by Morgan Overman. PADD 3 has it all: crude oil production from the prolific Permian Basin, a string of refineries along the Gulf Coast, and a fair bit of refined product consumption. Its importance in crude oil production and refining has allowed it to play a central role in the nation's crude oil supply and demand balance. This is especially true regarding crude oil exports, as it's responsible for virtually all of the U.S. total that can top 4 million barrels per day. Because of this, PADD 3 has a significant and growing influence in balancing domestic and international markets for crude oil and refined products. In today's RBN blog, we'll look at how the shale revolution has transformed the Gulf Coast and how its connectedness with international markets has reaffirmed its dominant position. In part 1 of this series, we explained how the U.S. is divided between 5 Petroleum Administration for Defense Districts, or PADs, with PADD 1 representing the East Coast. With no production to call its own, PADD 1 relies on imported crude oil to supply its shrinking refinery base, but PADD 1's population density also makes it the largest consumer of refined products. In Part 2, we put the spotlight on PADD 2 and how the looming threat of a 10% tariff on U.S. imports of Canadian crude oil might impact refineries in the Midwest Great Plains. PADD 2 pipelines transport most Canadian exports, and its 25 refineries, combined capacity of 4.3 million barrels per day, are, in many cases, significant consumers of heavy and light crudes from the Great White North. Today's blog puts the focus on PADD 3 and the critical role it plays in balancing crude oil and refined products markets. Of the 10 million barrels per day of refinery capacity in PADD 3, 5.5 million barrels per day is situated in the Texas Gulf Coast subdistrict, with an additional 3.4 million barrels per day in the Louisiana Gulf Coast region. That means 90% of the entire PADD's refining capacity is situated along the Gulf of Mexico, and these refineries aren't there for the pristine beaches or the good weather. Their position gives them access to major crude oil import docks. That's a major difference between PADD 3 and the non-coastal PADD 2, which relies heavily on feedstock from other regions, especially Canada. On the other hand, perhaps the most significant advantage for PADD 3 refiners is the abundance of crude oil and natural gas in the region, with rising production from its shale basins, including crude from the Permian Basin in West Texas and New Mexico, and the Eagle Ford across South Central Texas, providing growing supplies for its refining base along the Gulf Coast. Gulf Coast refineries are, on average, the most efficient and cost-advantaged in the world, but they also benefit from access to a highly skilled workforce, strong management teams, a free market economic backdrop, and a favorable regulatory environment that allows for capital investments, which are necessary for refiners to adapt to changing market conditions in a reasonable amount of time. Those competitive advantages have made it so that PADD 3's refineries, which represent more than half of the entire U.S. refinery base, are some of the most competitive in the world. At the same time, the region only has about 3.3 million barrels per day of refined product demand, meaning most of PADD 3's refinery output must be piped to other regions in the U.S. or exported. Despite an increase in refinery capacity from 8.6 million barrels per day in 2010 to 10 million barrels per day in 2024, PADD 3 demand for refined products has flatlined. In fact, it's declined slightly from 3.5 million barrels per day in 2010. But with demand growth slowing across the U.S., most notably in PADD 1, which is in part supplied from PADD 3 through Colonial Pipeline and Kinder Morgan's PPL, as discussed in Part 1, domestic outflows only account for a little more than 20% of the PADD supply. Rather, the major source for demand growth has been exports, which have jumped from an average of 1.6 million barrels per day in 2010 to 2.7 million barrels per day in 2024. That increase means that exports have gone from about a fifth of PADD 3's refined product output to more than a third over the past 15 years. With all its structural tailwinds, PADD 3 refinery capacity would likely not be in its current position if it weren't for the shale revolution. While Gulf Coast refineries tend to be the most complex in the world, allowing them to benefit from efficiently processing lower quality crude oil, imported via pipeline from Canada or shipped in by overseas producers, the impact of West Texas Intermediate, or WTI, and other crudes that fit within the definition of domestic sweet, or DSW, production should not be underestimated. In 2010, PADD 3's domestic crude oil supply was generally split between offshore and conventional production. That left more than 5 million barrels per day of crude oil imports having to be shipped in to satisfy the region's refinery demand. However, as we wrote about in Coming to America, growing production in prolific shale basins like the Permian and the Eagle Ford displaced some imports, which fell below 3 million barrels per day by the end of 2014. At that point, it was clear that the region had more light sweet crude than could be efficiently processed by the region's refineries. Fortunately, some relief was provided at the end of 2015 when the ban on most U.S. crude oil exports was terminated. By 2018, the sum of PADD 3's production and imports began to exceed PADD 3's refinery demand. The region's refineries' complexity made imports of lower quality crudes economic, however, that meant increasing regional production would be exported. As we recently explained in I Wanna Drive You Home, virtually all of the Permian's growing crude oil production has pushed its way to the Texas Gulf Coast, with about 2.6 million barrels per day making its way to Houston, 2.3 million barrels per day to Corpus Christi, and another 0.7 million barrels per day heading to the Beaumont-Nederland area. While some of those volumes are absorbed by coastal refineries, most are exported. Supported by the build-out of new pipelines to the coast and port export capacity, most notably in Corpus Christi, see things have changed in RBN's weekly crude Voyager report. Calculating the balance for crude oil markets is relatively simple: production plus inflows equals refinery inputs plus outflows. PADD 3's critical importance in maintaining domestic crude oil balances is due in part to the massive refining complex there and also because exports from the region help balance the U.S. crude slate. Gulf Coast exports have risen to nearly 4 million barrels per day as refinery inputs have remained fairly steady. The region's refinery inputs and exports have exceeded the sum of PADD 3 production and imports since 2017. As the shale revolution was not exclusive to PADD 3, rising production from shale plays in PADDs 2 and 4 have played an increasingly important role in the Gulf Coast crude oil supply. Similar to what happened in PADD 3, as regional production in PADDs 2 and 4 exceeded the capacity for refineries there to economically process all of it, PADD 3 and PADD flows switched from a net outflow to a net inflow in 2017. Of the roughly 2 million barrels per day of crude oil flowing into PADD 3, virtually all of it is directly from PADD 2 production or moves from other regions, where most of it flows from the Cushing, Oklahoma storage hub on southbound pipelines, for example Keystone Marketlink, Seaway. An additional 870,000 barrels per day of capacity exits from the Patoka, Illinois hub through ECOP and the Capline pipeline, Sea Against the Wind. These crude oil storage and transfer hubs have been fed by increasing production from the Bakken and PADD 4's Denver-Julesburg, or DJ, basin, which have increasingly been pushed into PADD 3 to be either exported or refined. Additionally, PADD 2 currently receives about 3.3 million barrels per day of Canadian crude imports, but we estimate that about one-third of that, or about 1.1 million barrels per day, passes through the Midwest Great Plains on its way to refineries and export docks along the Gulf Coast, see heart of the country. Altogether, PADD 3 has been a bright spot in the U.S. economy, as rising crude supply has found valuable end markets there. The refineries on the Gulf Coast have been adapting to rising production and changing domestic balances, becoming some of the most competitive in the world and helping fuel industrial growth. The region has become an internationally critical hub for crude and now receives more from neighboring PADDs than it sends back out. And while its globally competitive refinery capacity has benefited from rising domestic production of crude and gas, the main strength of PADD 3 lies in its access to international markets, allowing for imports and rising exports of both refined products and crude oil. To gain a detailed understanding of PADD 3's refined products markets and RBN's perspective on its prospects and challenges, check out the early 2025 edition of the Future of Fuels report by RBN's Refined Fuels Analytics, or RFA, practice. And for a deeper understanding of how crude oil flows around the middle of the country, see RBN's U.S. and Canadian Interior Crude Oil Infrastructure Map. Pride and Joy was written by Stevie Ray Vaughan and appears as the second song on side one of Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble's debut studio album, Texas Flood. Some have claimed that it is a rewrite of Johnny Acey's 1962 single on Fling Records, I Go Into Orbit. Recorded in November 1982, the Texas Blues Shuffle was released as a single in June 1983. It went to number 20 on the Billboard Mainstream Rock Singles chart. The song has since become a staple of most cover bands in America. Personnel on the record were Stevie Ray Vaughan vocals, guitar, Tommy Shannon bass, and Chris Layton drums. Texas Flood was recorded in November 1982 at Jackson Browne's downtown studio in Los Angeles. The band played live in the studio with no overdubs. Produced by Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble, and Richard Mullen, the album was released in June 1983 and went to number 38 on the Billboard 200 Albums chart. It has been certified 2X Platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. In 2021, the album was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. Two singles were released from the LP. Stevie Ray Vaughan was an American blues guitarist, vocalist, songwriter, and frontman for Double Trouble. Raised in Dallas, he was the younger brother of Texas guitarist Jimmy Vaughan. After forming the trio Double Trouble, they became one of the most popular blues acts in Texas. After David Bowie saw them performing at the Montreux Jazz Festival in July 1982, he hired Vaughan to play on his 1983 album Let's Dance. John Hammond signed the trio to Epic Records the same year. They released 6 studio albums, 7 live albums, 4 EPs, and 33 singles. Vaughan won 6 Grammy Awards, 5 WC Handy Awards, and 10 Austin Music Awards. He is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Blues Hall of Fame, and Austin Music Hall of Fame. Vaughan died in a helicopter crash after performing a concert in East Troy, Wisconsin, in August 1990 at the age of 35.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.